Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Connecting the Dots with Emily West Sadler, your VA goddess. Emily is an online project manager for social media, presenter, and connector. She assists individuals and small businesses to delegate away low priority yet essential tasks for business growth so they can do what they do best and succeed. Find out each week how to get your vision in action with the four easy steps. Now on with the show.
Well, hello everyone, and thank you for joining me again for another edition of Connecting the Dots. This is a weekly show about how we can create our authentic visions on and offline by piecing together different pieces of the puzzle. Every week, I'll be interviewing an expert or sharing case studies of work I've done for clients to guide you with social media networking. I'm delighted that so many of you enjoyed last week's show with Nicola Grace, the Mission Mentor, and her Mission Blueprint for 7 Steps to Clarify Your Purpose and Path to Prosperity. It's been wonderful to see your feedback on Facebook or in emails or on Skype, and I know you're going to love learning how to connect the dots today to create your lifestyle freedom with Craig Du. But before I introduce you to Craig, I quickly want to share with you a bit more about who I am and who I work with, because I want you to know that I work with passionate, committed, professional practitioners and visionary leaders who are eager to have a greater impact on the lives of others, who struggle to find time, energy, and new ways of growing their business online and really getting their vision accomplished. So by taking the time out to work on their business and review where they are stuck or not fully aligned to their vision, we can connect the dots for them and find ways to see their vision in action. Through implementing this, my customers get the results they want and peace of mind knowing that their vision will be accelerated. This is because they will know what is missing, what needs to be done, and who the best people are to hire and do the job under my supervision. So I just wanted to share with you a lovely LinkedIn testimonial that I received this week from Gil Broza, a previous client who I'll be working with again real soon. He's an agile software development mentor, coach, and author of The Human Side of Agile. Here's what he had to say about the experience of working with me as his VA goddess. I hired Emily as a VA to help me with my Individuals and Interactions Virtual Training Telesummit. She was very helpful in putting the series together, getting it ready in time, and supporting our students. She is a great listener, a patient person, and a flexible professional, all important qualities given that I wanted to use agile methods to make this training a reality. The result was a highly acclaimed training series, also packaged as our first substantial information product. So that was just such a joy to get, and I'm really happy that he was got the results he wanted, that, you know, he said, oh, it was very good value. And if you're interested in working with me as your VA goddess and getting help to run perhaps your own telesummits or creating information products, please do get in touch. And you can find out how to do how to work with me by visiting vagoddess.com. That's vagoddess.com. And now I'm really excited to introduce to you Craig Du, who is a friend and a mentor who I met in New Zealand when I was working over there almost 3 years ago now. And he's got quite a story to share with us today about how he came to find out about lifestyle freedom. And he wants to help us today to show you how exactly you can create lifestyle freedom. So I'm just going to read to you a very short bio, because I'm going to be asking him lots of questions to help him go into the nitty-gritty of who he is and his story and how he came to be the web marketing outlaw and then the founder of Lifestyle Outlaws. So here's just a short brief bio about Craig Dew. I've been an entrepreneur for over 13 years when I started my first business with a friend. That business didn't last long. We had one client, spent 15 hours working for them, and made $20. The next time we tried, we managed to last 2 years before my friend decided to leave and find a real job. I now run my third and fourth businesses from home or wherever I'm traveling at the time, while focusing my time on building even more residual income and time freedom. It's been an interesting path to build the lifestyle freedom I desired, and now I share my experience through the Lifestyle Outlaws group. So what you can expect to learn today on Connecting the Dots show is what lifestyle freedom really is and why so few people obtain it, how Craig got trapped in his business and how you can avoid it, and then a bit about the millionaire myth and why it hurts us, how to calculate your freedom figure and why it's smaller than you think, and how to evaluate your getaway vehicle and guarantee it works for you. So welcome, Craig. Thank you for getting up early. I understand it's like just after 7 a.m. in New Zealand.
Yes, it is nice and early. Thank you, Emily. Hi, everyone.
Well, I'm super delighted that you could get up early and join us, Craig. Why don't you tell me and the listeners a little bit more about who you are and how we met?
Okay, great. Well, like Emily said in the bio there, I've been kind of online doing my thing for over 13 years now. It all kicked off back in those days. I happened upon a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad that was sitting on a bedside table where I was house sitting for a couple of weeks over the summer, and it got this crazy notion in my head that I might not have to work in a job for my entire life, and I could have this lifestyle freedom thing. I could make what Robert Kiyosaki was calling passive income, and there was a different path, and so that kind of set me on this crazy entrepreneurial path with various businesses, and over the years it's been a cool journey and given me an amazing lifestyle. And so yeah, that's kind of a bit of my history. It's a long story. There's a lot of businesses and stuff in there, and things I've done. And I met Emily, and I met 3 years ago working for a client of both of ours, Lisa Dudson, who's one of the top financial experts in New Zealand, doing some website stuff for her, getting her online. And yeah, I've known her ever since and been working with Emily, and unsolicited testimony as well. Great to work with Emily as well. She's helped me in my business and systemizing things and finding the right people to be doing the right things. So always great to be working with you too.
Well, thank you very much, Craig. It's been a real joy to work with you, and it's thanks to working with you that I've learned so much about how to really run online businesses, because it's through the Web Marketing Outlaw that you work with clients to help them develop like membership websites or ways to really get highly converting websites. And so for me, it's been, like I said, it's been an absolute joy to sort of be that project manager, your VA goddess who kind of manages the projects, makes sure we find the right people to come and do the video editing, to do the website design, the graphic design, and all those different elements that make up an online website or a membership site. And, you know, that's only just a small part of the story, because you know, when I was with you in New Zealand, you noticed that I had a copy of a book by Robert Kiyosaki, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that's how we got talking about lifestyle freedom, if I remember correctly. And you sort of then told me a bit about your vision of how you wanted to create a fantastic lifestyle.
Yeah, because that was it. We ran into each other at that seminar, didn't we, and started having a chat there, and I think we ran into each other again with Lisa. So, yes, you have a good memory.
Yes, because that was the seminar Craig's mentioning was a one specifically about social media for people who live and work in New Zealand. Because if you don't know, New Zealand is an amazing country with only about 4 million people living there. And social media is, country-specific in many respects. You know, what works, say, here in England is very different from what works in America. And so it is important to understand the culture and the people, well, your ideal target audience. So if you are in New Zealand, you know, it's so important to be clued up about that. And me being me, working over there, I wanted to know absolutely everything. And I learned so much there. And it was great because I bumped into Craig and we met up then for a coffee. And yeah, and I think that was probably the beginnings of talking about the Lifestyle Outlaws.
Yeah, so maybe I should explain a bit more about the Lifestyle Outlaw side of things. So, like I mentioned, I very early came across this idea. It wasn't quite framed as lifestyle freedom back then, but it was the ability to have money coming in on a regular basis that covered all your expenses so you could choose what you wanted to do with your time. You basically, we know it as financial freedom. So you're not tied to a job or having to work for other people and building something that's really enduring, I guess, not a quick get-rich-quick fad or anything like that where you're using some trick or tactic to make money, but to build a solid business that gives you a solid recurring income, a residual income that you keep earning over and over again, whether you're working or not, whether you're, everyone likes the sitting on the beach fantasy is money comes rolling into the bank account, and that's very nice. But it's also, I think, for a lot of entrepreneurial people, having the freedom to work on our projects unimpeded by the amount of money in the bank account. So now being able to have residual income coming in, that I'm not trading my time for money, it gives me more time to work on what I love, to do things that I enjoy. And you're not, tied to the computer all day long working, as I have has happened in my past service-based businesses, where it was all about me. And so lifestyle freedom, and the idea of the group and Lifestyle Outlaws is to bring together like-minded people who want that lifestyle freedom, who realize that there's a better way, to learn from each other, to work together, to keep each other motivated, to realize that we're not the crazy ones in out there, because all our often our friends and family are like, why don't you just go get a job? I had that from my parents for years and years. Why don't you go get a job? Why don't you go get a job? And then I posted recently in the forum, it was in our secret group that we have, one of the nicest things my mum ever said to me was, I don't worry about you anymore. It's like, kind of, you've picked your entrepreneurial path. It's obviously working out really well for you. Keep going with it, yeah. So helping bring people together so we can help each other out, so we can achieve this lifestyle freedom and create our own ideal life, not what someone else tells us how to live or what we should be doing with our time and money, building something that's really meaningful to us. And that's really what Lifestyle Outlaws is all about and what I'm all about as well.
That's brilliant, Craig. And, you know, that's something very close to my heart, because I believe that people should be free to do what they love and to make a living from doing that. And I just want to mention to people, because I forgot to say earlier, that if people want to call in and ask Craig or I a question, then you can do that by calling in on 917-889-3818. That's 917-889-3818. Or if you're on the Blog Talk Radio website, there is a Skype button to call in through Skype as well. So, yeah, we are here to take your questions. And I just wanted to touch in, actually, Craig. Why is it, do you think, that so few people obtain this, you know, lifestyle freedom? that you've been talking about?
Well, I think obviously there's a lot of people out there who want the financial freedom, who want this lifestyle freedom, and like you say, never get there. And I think the biggest thing is we get tied up in our business, and this so certainly happened to me. So I've had the web marketing outbound business where I increase conversion for clients' websites. I go in, I work on their strategy, their conversion, and their copywriting. And I've been doing that for 6 years, and I really enjoy doing it. And it's great, work with great clients around the world doing very cool businesses. But the business all relies on me. So if I don't show up and do the work, I don't get paid for it, because it's a lot of my genius, my uniqueness. I just called myself a genius. That's not quite what I meant. But it's my uniqueness and my passion that really comes through in that business that helps people improve their website sales. And so in that business, I found it very hard to systematize it, to get out of my own way so I could let other people run the business. And I'm actually working on it at the moment by taking everything I know in my brain and documenting it and giving a step-by-step formula so I can have other people do what I do. But it's a lot of hard work. And I think a lot of us, when we start down the road of starting a business, we end up self-employed rather than building a business. And so in that business, my aim was to become this business owner who ran a business. But I became self-employed because I was doing all the work for it. It relied on me to get the sales. It relied on me to do the work when it came in. And so when we go out and create a business, and because a lot of what we read online as well and are taught is to build a business around your passion. Well, that's great because you need the passion to push your business, but the danger of that is you end up being the person that the business relies on. And so you want to be passionate about the area you're doing, but you also want to be passionate about building a business around it, to be able to rope off your knowledge, to build it into a system that other people can use without you. Otherwise, you're going to trade if you're trying to get out of a job and into a business, you end up trading the job for being self-employed. And a lot of the times, you find self-employed people get paid less money and just work longer hours, and the business takes over their life. And this dream of not having a boss is great because you don't have a boss, but then you trade it for a whole bunch of clients which become your boss. Or you end up working all the time. So it's being very careful and going in with the right mindset to build a business that provides you with a residual income over and over again, so you do the work and you keep getting paid for it and building up a solid base from there. And that's why I think most people get trapped and why we have to think differently about building a business. So building something that works without us, that brings in that residual income.
Great. Thank you, Craig. And I'm going to pick you up on something because you said, genius earlier, and then you kind of apologized about it. And I've been following somebody called Dr. John DeMartini, who does a lot of breakthrough work to deal with your mindset and your behavior and how it connects to the values that you that are important to you. And one of the things I really liked about him was, like, he said yes, we are all geniuses, and it's just that we forget and we don't give ourselves enough credit. So I just wanted to stop you and sort of say, yes, you are a genius, I'm a genius, everyone is a genius. It's just a case of waking up and remembering that, and then finding people who you can be around who aren't going to look at you like you're crazy. Because I'll just tell a quick story. I have a nephew who is now 7. I believe he was 6 at the time. And I remember he said to my sisters, like, Mummy, I'm a genius, and when I'm prime minister, I'm going to change law to do this, that, the other. And I was just like, going, oh my goodness, what a sweet child to be in that state of innocence and to believe that is true and to know it's true. And it's just sad that we kind of forget it. So, if you had to do it all over again, what would you say to people? How would you advise them to sort of connect the dots to create their ideal lifestyle?
I think it's really working out kind of, it's starting at the place you should be starting, is working out what your ideal lifestyle looks like. So a lot of us go into a business and we don't work out what we actually want out of the business. We just think it'll be great not to have a boss and to work from home, or to have that location independence, be able to work from a laptop around the world. That's great. But it's working out, well, what does your absolute ideal life look like? Do you want to spend more time with family? Do you want to hang out with your friends? Do you want, do you have charitable projects that you want to be working on? Do you want to go and live in Africa for 3 months and build houses or something? It's working out what's really important to you, and that's the starting point for everything, designing your ideal life and how it looks like. Like, I have a very nice life living here in Auckland in New Zealand. Very happy here with my girlfriend. We don't want for much, I guess. And part of the, I guess, conditioning of society is often that we have to make all this money so we can buy a big fancy car and get our mansion and all this kind of stuff. But we worked out along our life that having a mansion isn't important to us. We're hanging out the other weekend, and a friend of a friend's, what was it, about an $8 million house on the waterfront. And we kind of sat in there and went, if we had this house, we'd never see each other, because there were so many different rooms and tunnels and bits and pieces everywhere. And it's like, it's cool to have an $8 million house, and good for them. And he did really well building a company and selling it. But it's, if we had $8 million, would we spend $8 million on a house? Probably not. Just because we really love our apartment where we live, right in the centre of the city. We've created our whole life around what we want, and we're very clear in what that ideal life looks like for us. And I started kind of every year, every 6 months, I sit down and start working out, okay, so this is my ideal life. What's changed? What do I want to be new? Is there stuff I want to add? Is there stuff I want to take away? How do I improve where I am to where I want to get going? And so that's your first step before you even worry about getting a business idea or working out what you want to be doing. And part of what your ideal life looks like might be the business idea as well. So for me, I love connecting with like-minded people and doing amazing things and growing businesses. And that's fun for me. So both on the web marketing side, where I grow clients' businesses, I'm launching new businesses all the time. And on the Lifestyle Outlaws side, where I'm also launching businesses all the time, but connecting with like-minded people and getting to hang out with the people I want, that's built into my lifestyle. It's not a way I make money so then I can live this lifestyle. I'm not like going out and becoming a lawyer because they're highly paid and then I have all this money, but then you end up working all these hours and don't have time to spend the money. So it's being very conscious in the creation of your life is the first part. And then once you know what your life is going to look like, it's working out what your business is going to look like around that as well, how it's going to give you that lifestyle. Because if family is important to you, you don't need to go out and make $1 million and build a huge business, because you're going to probably spend 10, 20 years. So this guy with his big house sold his business for $20 million, but he would have put about 20 years of his life working nonstop and didn't have a lot of relationships, or he's now just got married a few years after selling his company, but everything went on hold to build this company, which is cool. He was very focused on the company at the time, and that's what he wanted to be doing and how he enjoyed spending his time. But if your number one value is going to be your family, or having that freedom, then it's working out, okay, well, I don't actually need a huge business to be able to sustain my lifestyle. What can I do that I enjoy, or what can I build up residually that covers my living expenses? And that's where I talk about the freedom figure. And so your freedom figure is simply looking at all your current expenses and then working out, so your living expenses, how much money you need coming in every week for you to live, and then your freedom figure is the number on top of that. So whatever you need to cover all your expenses to maintain your current lifestyle and to build that residual income up, so it covers your expenses. So once you have the residual income coming in, covers your expenses, you're free. You no longer have to work because the residual income just keeps coming in. You might have to maintain it. It's not a magic thing where you set it up and 70 years later it's still sitting there. You'll probably have to do some maintenance work, but you're not trading your time for money the whole time. And so that's kind of the freedom, and then you can grow your income from there if you want to do different businesses or grow your business or whatever it is. But first step is getting that freedom and finding out a vehicle, I call it a getaway vehicle, to get yourself there as well. So rather than thinking about, I'm going to set up a business, I think of it as a getaway vehicle to build the residual income so you can cover that, and then you can do what you want, when you want, with who you want, and build your lifestyle from there. And so that's, I guess, connecting the dots. So that's the kind of path through it. And then when you work out what you want to build, what kind of business, the residual income, whatever it is, or what kind of lifestyle you want, the easiest way to get it is to find someone who already has what you want and then just copy what they did. So there's a ton of books out there, audio programs from all these great people. If you want a life like a certain person, if you want to invest in stocks, then you go and start following Warren Buffett and go and read his books and the books he recommends, like The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham, things like that. So you're learning what from what Warren does, because like anything in life, you get about 80-90% of people who don't get what they want out of what they're doing. You got to find those few people that are actually doing, walking the talk, not just selling you big information products on how to get your bank account raining with money from this latest Google trick and all that kind of stuff, but finding something, a solid business, a solid residual income that you can make, find someone to follow, or many people to follow in any area of your life you want to improve, and just go to it, get into action.
Brilliant. And I love that you call it your getaway vehicle, that you're going to get in and sort of help you to reach that freedom figure. I thought that's like a really great metaphor, because we can all visualize getting into that vehicle. And the thing it reminded me of is, like, because each of us is, we are individuals and we all have different ways of viewing the world, what stood out for me was something that we've both done called Wealth Dynamics. And when I attended a Wealth Dynamics weekend, they asked the question, it's like, if you could have any car, you know, any vehicle, what would it be? What would it look like? And very quickly, from just listening to the different responses, you could tell what kind of personality profile or wealth profile this person was, because to give a bit of a background, there are like 8 different wealth profiles. And there's like those who are creative, who would come up with like the chitty chitty bang bang car, the car that like, can fly, you know, and do all sorts of amazing things, to someone like myself, who's very practical and grounded, who just wants a car that gets them from A to B and, you know, fuel efficient. So it's amazing what can come up when you study wealth and when you look at, what's important to you. And I really appreciate, Craig, that you came up with this idea of creating the Lifestyle Outlaws to connect people and to provide them with a way to create their ideal lifestyle. So what advice would you give to people getting started?
The obvious part is come and join the Lifestyle Outlaws. And we help people get into like a getaway vehicle that suits them and build residual income and that kind of thing. But the biggest thing is to just decide what you want and go for it, really. You've only got one life to live. And if your plan is to work really hard now, because later on we're going to retire and then you're going to be able to play golf or spend time with the family or travel, we're finding out more and more that plan doesn't work. It's changed between generations. So that was our grandparents' plan, and that worked fine for them. They had pensions and government support. Like my grandfather's quite happy, has a ton of money in the bank. He obviously is, well, he just turned 93, so it's hard for him to travel. You get older, your health starts to deteriorate, so you can't necessarily do all the things that you think you're going to be doing when you're young and visualizing this amazing retirement. And I love The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. So he really opened up people's eyes to this idea of lifestyle design and planning your ideal life and what you have to do to create it. And what he calls the business a muse, and the idea is just the similar thing, to give you enough money to, it doesn't matter what the business is, just to give you that income so you can do what you want with your life. And that's really why I make the language to be a getaway vehicle, because a lot of people get hung up at, say, oh, I've got to start a business. And then because a lot of businesses are actually self-employment in disguise, probably 95% of businesses are actually just self-employment, they end up self-employed and struggling to get by and wondering why they're working harder than they ever were at their job. And so being able to think of it as a getaway vehicle, it's like, okay, no, this is something that fits onto my life, that gives me the residual income so I can do exactly what I want. And you want it, something that you're passionate about, something that you enjoy doing, but it's not about it being your one true love. And this idea of reading the other day about the follow your passion and the money will follow idea. And it's like, most of us have many, many passions. I have kind of 10 to 12 of my loves written down that I spend time on all the time. And so I'm not going, oh, I'm only going to spend time in this. There's certain bits that I enjoy in my life in different areas, and I'm going to build that together into my ideal lifestyle and what I want to be doing by taking the bits that work. And then to build a getaway vehicle, you just need a way to create value for the world, something that you believe in, something that you enjoy doing enough that you're going to keep doing it until you earn your freedom, your lifestyle freedom, and then the world's your oyster. So, yeah, to get started, it's just about deciding what you want. And we have a course, free course on the Lifestyle Outlaws, the Lifestyle Freedom Formula, which takes you through exercises on designing your ideal life, how to find your freedom figure and the maths involved in that, and then teaches you how to evaluate residual income opportunities, I guess, to look at your business and go, well, is this really going to give me the residual income that I want? Because a lot of people talk about starting a business or starting a lifestyle business, and when you hear a lifestyle business online, it often means doing something you're passionate about and working really hard at it. And I'm starting to see a lot of the people who are all about lifestyle business, they're getting bored of running their blogs. And so they created this wonderful business with a great following on a blog, but 3 years down the track, they're like, well, I want to move on to other projects. It's created a great lifestyle for me. How do I take that? I'm kind of dropping the ball over here so I can go and play with the new ball, the new bright, shiny object. So it's about creating something that is solid, that works with or without you, not about just finding something that you love doing all the time. Because like everyone, it doesn't matter how much you love doing something, there are days you wake up and you don't want to do it. Doesn't matter how much I love my businesses, there are days I'd rather just go and sit on the beach or go for a walk or read books. And true lifestyle freedom and having a true getaway vehicle is about having the freedom to do that, to go, yeah, today is just not a work day. I'm just going to take it off. I'm going to read my book. I'm going to go travel, whatever you want to do. So another example, like I found in my services business and the Web Marketing Outlaw thing. So it's really great. I enjoy the business and what I do, but I go over, like I went overseas, so I was traveling in the States, and I have to keep an eye on my emails. And my clients are really good, and they don't normally bug me for anything. They know I'm traveling and that kind of thing, so it's good. But just knowing that I have to be responsible to people for that. Whereas when I was in the States, my residual income just keeps coming in anyway, and I don't have to do anything to maintain it. It just keeps going. And so that's the true lifestyle freedom that you really want, rather than people relying on you and your business to for you to provide the services yourself, still trading that time for money.
Great. And how easy have you found it to build this residual income?
Well, obviously, I've been kind of working on it over a decade. So you can say not very easy when you don't know the path that you're following. So I started out, so my first business was, like we said, we fixed a guy's computer, worked 15 hours, made 25 bucks. That's as soon as I read the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, that was actually Guide to Investing, was the one that happened to be there. And I was like, oh, this business is working very well. And then I started an e-commerce business with a friend, and that went for about 2 years, and it made us some income. We were selling products online, and that was pretty cool, but it wasn't getting where we wanted, and my business partner quit. And so I went traveling, ended up, I lived in the UK in London, and then ended up living in Spain and teaching English over there, where I fell back into love with the internet marketing side of things and started the web marketing business, helping other people, because someone asked me to help rank them in the search engines, and I did it. And then they said, what else can you do? And so I improved the conversion on their website and did so well that they told everyone else about me, and I kind of fell into that business. And that was great because I quit my job teaching English. I was working from home off a laptop. I had that location independence. I could work with people around the world, but I still had to answer to them. I still had to get new clients and keep my clients happy. And so I was looking for something that really built a residual income for me. And I could have gone and like made a whole bunch of information products that I was selling on the web marketing side of things. And maybe I'll go down that road one day. But it's kind of the information product market. I don't know how sustainable it's going to be over the long term, to be honest. It's kind of, you see a lot of high prices and you have valuable information in a lot of cases, but you also have a lot of waste of time information. I listened to a webinar on YouTube last night, and they're selling these packages for $500 and $2,000. And it's like, really? Is it really that valuable? It's like, go watch some videos. Takes nothing to deliver it. Obviously, there's value in the knowledge, but how long are these prices going to stay up at this level? And so it's kind of creating something that really is meaningful and helps people. And so I started a residual income business, and then worked out, oh, I can do this. And then so Lifestyle Outlaws came from that, going, oh, this is how you do it. Here's the map on how you do it. You just follow the steps and get the results for it. And of all my years in business, it's the best business I've ever seen for creating residual income. And so if you luck into finding the right kind of opportunity like that, like what we do at Lifestyle Outlaws, then great. Then it can be quite easy. You just follow the steps. If you're trying to find your own path and build your own business from scratch, like I've done with the web marketing side, it can be very, very difficult. And both sides have a lot of personal development you're going to have to do, a lot of growth that you're going to have to take. But at least if you know you have the right getaway vehicle from the very beginning and can evaluate it with our free course, you know you're behind the driver's seat on the right kind of vehicle and not building something that isn't going to create you freedom in the end as well. So it's easy to get started, not necessarily easy to get started in the right thing unless you make good choices early on. And then it's just the personal development of doing what you have to do to create that residual income. It's never easy. It was never easy going to university to study to get your job or whatever you had to do. It was never easy learning on the job for whatever you're doing for work at the moment. It was never easy creating your own self-employment business. Residual income can be a lot easier when you actually apply yourself and start doing it. Then it's the same as everything else. If you want to be good at something, or if you want to make a success of it, you work at it and you get better, you gather experience, you learn, you grow, and like you can spend 3 years, 4 years at university studying to get a degree, or you can spend 3-4 years building residual income and have lifestyle freedom for the rest of your life. It's really your choice. when you pick the right getaway vehicle.
Well, I'm very excited and proud to say that I'm a part of the Lifestyle Outlaws, and that if people want to find out more about the Lifestyle Freedom Formula that Craig has been discussing here on the show today, all you need to do is you need to visit my website, go to vagoddess.com/lifestyle. So that's vagoddess.com/lifestyle, LIFESTYLE. And there you will find out how you can become a Lifestyle Outlaw, get access to the free online training that Craig was telling you about to calculate your lifestyle freedom formula and figure. And I believe there's also something called the Feel Great Framework, Craig. Is that something you can maybe share a bit more? We've got 20 minutes or so to go on this call.
Sure. And maybe just quickly going back to like the Lifestyle Outlaw side of things, and that's one of the great things about what I've tried to build with the group. So you can go join the group. You don't have to work with us, use our same getaway vehicle or anything like that. Just be a part of the community. Get your motivation. Hang around like-minded people. The networking opportunities of who you're going to meet can just be wonderful as it is. And so I'm finding the energy in the air and the what people are posting and that kind of thing, we're still, it's early days, we're still growing, but when we start to really pick up steam, it's going to be ridiculous. So just take a look at it from that side. Go to the vagoddess.com/lifestyle and just check it out and do that. And the other part about doing our getaway vehicle is you can put it on the side of your existing business. So with me, I have my web marketing services business, but on the side, I build my residual income. Emily has her business, but she works on the side with the residual income as well. And so it's not about just dropping everything and starting a new business and putting everything into it. It's designed so you can do it over time, start building up that residual income, and get your freedom in kind of the 3-5 years, whatever it is for you, whatever pace you want to go at. If you want to put it down for 3 months and not do anything, then great. And you come back to it, or you just work a little bit, a couple of hours each week, a little bit of consistency, and you'll get amazing results from it. So it's not something where you just plow yourself into it. Or you can just look at your own business if you want to try and convert that to residual income as well. There's a checklist on the site, and you can find out the different areas that you'll need to be ticking the boxes on. And then, so the Feel Great formula, so part of lifestyle freedom, so it's about time, money, and it's about having the health to be able to enjoy what you're doing. Because it's no good, like one of our family friends, was a multi-millionaire, built up a huge freight shipping company, but he had a heart attack at 53 and died. And so had all the money in the world, but didn't have his health. Now his family has all this money, but they completely miss their father and their husband. He's not a part of their life anymore because he didn't look after the health side. And as entrepreneurs, it's easy to put like the making money ahead of the health side, the stress, how we eat, how we look after ourselves, sleep, drinking enough water, simple things like that. And so the Feel Great formula is about just looking at, we do a little consultation with you, look at the different areas of your health, what you're doing, what's part of your lifestyle, makes a few little tweaks. So it's not about, hey, you need to go out to the gym and start working out for 2 hours a day. It's about making those little subtle tweaks. So we say, like, so you can look and feel better, maintain your ideal weight, and have more energy in less than 1 minute a day, because that's all it really takes. It's those little tweaks that you make that add up and create great health for you. And not only do you feel better, feel great during the day, that gives you more energy to work on the business, to enjoy what you're doing, to love your life, to be able to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, really early for me, and do a call with all you guys. So That's where like the health side come in, and why I'm so passionate about the health side as well. I don't think you can have, I think it's a bit of a waste of time building financial freedom and time freedom if you don't have the health freedom that goes along with it as well, and really feel great every day. Get out of bed excited about what you're going to be doing and how you're feeling, not crawl out of bed because you're exhausted after another hard day and of mistreating your body and your mind. So that's what the Feel Great formula is about, and you can at vagoddess.com/lifestyle, you'll get a link through to have a look at that as well and check it out. So welcome to talk to you on that as well.
Thanks, Craig. And if you do want to give us a call, we've got Jeff producing the show, and he's there to take your calls and let us know if you've got a question you'd like to ask Craig or myself. The number to call is 917-889-3818. That's 917-889-3818. Or feel free to put a question in the chat box. We've got about 15 minutes left of this show. And I'd like to personally say that I've been doing this a residual income side of the business now for coming up to, I guess, is it 18 months? And, you know, my energy levels have improved dramatically, and just hanging out with cool people like Craig and others who are interested in creating lifestyle freedom has done wonders to develop me and to create the skills for a healthy mindset as well as a healthy body. And it's so true that when you find out, you know, what you want in life, you take good care of yourself, and you just apply everything that you learn in and follow a path that's been set out by others, then you do sort of automatically wake up feeling great, and you find everything that you need to fulfill and create that lifestyle. So I'm so delighted, Craig, that your vision for Lifestyle Outlaws is happening now, and you're providing the space for people to get together to, you know, ask questions, learn more, and share what's really working.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about. It's about creating a community and sharing the knowledge that I built up over the years. So when you look at this course, it's not some rinky-dink little ebook that I've flipped up in a day. It's quite a comprehensive course, shall we say. You'll get in there. It's about 18 modules long, I think. And it's really kind of distilling down my experience over all these years, the different mentors that I've worked with, to get really clear on what you want to do. It's not about just adding fluff in there and filling it out. It's like, well, what do you need to do? What does your ideal life look like? Here are some prompts so you can think about what it should be. You design it as you go through, and starts talking about some of the things we're trained in society like. We mentioned at the start of the show we're going to talk about the millionaire myth. And so everyone, and myself included, has this big idea that, oh, if I had $1 million, then life would be set and I'd be financially free. And it's saying, well, hang on a second, like most of the millionaires that I know are still working because they love what they do anyway, and they might have sold out of a business and they're doing something else or whatever they're doing, but they enjoy their life. They're not sitting by the pool sipping martinis going, well, yeah, I've got nothing to do. They're active, they're goal-orientated people who want to go out and achieve amazing things. And it's kind of blowing that millionaire myth, the big mansion with the fancy cars and that kind of thing. That's great if you want that stuff. And you can, it's your ideal lifestyle, you design it, and you can go out and get that. But the reality for most of us, we want more time connecting with our family, with our friends, having fun. Like, if you look at the list of loves that I have, we got things on there like Kung Fu. So I've been training in Kung Fu for over, coming up on 10 years now, I think, and teach a class in that 2 nights a week, teach children and adults, and train another night a week. So I had the freedom to go and put a lot of time into Kung Fu and on the weekends and different things like that because I love what I do. And it's not something that costs me a lot of money. my girlfriend and I dance a lot, so we do partner dancing, and we love that. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but it's something that we enjoy doing. You know, we've been slack lately, but just having that kind of, the things that really make you happy are usually not the big mansion, the big car. It gives you, going shopping gives you this little hit of adrenaline where you feel great for a moment, and then it dissipates, and you have to go and shop more to get that next fix. It's thinking, well, what are my living expenses? What do I need to live to be? How much do I need to live and have the life, a lifestyle that I want, building up that residual income? And then you can grow it past there if you want the big fancy lifestyle. So, yeah, realizing that it's within the grasp of everyone. It's not something that you have to be this great big own a multi-million dollar business with worldwide locations and that kind of thing, which you can do as well. But it's, yeah, just focusing on that freedom and what you can get from it. So, yeah.
Well, I'm very pleased, Craig, that you went over to cover what the, about the millionaire myth and how, why it hurts us, because that was something that you said we would cover. And I think, you know, it is true. You know, we go to school, we get educated that, you know, it's important to get a degree or to get further education and then get a good job and to work really hard and to have the big house and the car and everything. And yet when you stop and really look at life and the things that are of importance, quite often people say, no, actually, I want the time to be with the people I love. You know, I want to have that time at home raising children or being with family and friends. Or like you said, you know, you created a lifestyle where you get to do your kung fu, go dancing with your partner. And, you know, it doesn't take much is what I'm saying, really. And I just love the fact that you've put together such a brilliant resource with the Lifestyle Outlaws to help people calculate, you know, the freedom figure and why it's smaller than a lot of people believe. And, yeah, so if people are interested in getting access to that, then all you need to do is to go to vagoddess.com/lifestyle. And put in your name and your email address, and you'll get access to the 18 modules course that Craig was telling you about. I've done it, and it's made a big difference in my life, and I'm really pleased that I get to have such clarity and focus on my goal. And yeah, and just hope that lots of people will take advantage of this opportunity. And we do still have time if anybody wants to call in. And the number to call is 917-889-3818. Or feel free to pop a question in the chat room or on Facebook. Craig, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, a final bit of advice? Or?
I think just to note on what you were saying, so, yeah, when we give away this course, like the traditional web marketing approach is that we give you something free and then you go and buy a whole bunch of information products from us. That's not what we're about at Lifestyle Outlaws. So it's free. Like the course is free. Any courses we do in the future is free, unless I have some really big change in direction in what we're doing. And if we do, they'll be very reasonably priced, but I'll kind of, my intention is to give these resources out to people for free to create a wonderful community so we can learn from each other, to share with each other, to have an amazing time. It's not to make a whole bunch of money. That's what our getaway vehicle is for. And if you want to join us on that side, then great. But otherwise, just enjoy the community. Like, we're not here, like there's no affiliate offers that we're selling on the back end of it that you have to buy all these wonderful things. Most of the time, you can get a lot of the knowledge that you need out of books. If you need to learn something about internet marketing, there's a ton of blogs out there that give away ridiculously detailed stuff for free now. And so I guess part of that message and part of what I believe as well. Like, I've gone through a ton of personal development and courses and online marketing courses and spent, I estimate it's around $80,000 over my decade. It might be more than that on all the kind of courses and seminars and all the stuff I've done. And that's great because it's been part of my experience in my life and that kind of thing. But did a few, and you learn a lot from like the DVD sets and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, that just means you've got to make more money to enjoy the freedom that you want. So if you're very clear on your freedom figure, what you need to make, find a good getaway vehicle that's nice and cheap to run, which luckily online pretty much everything is. You can get a business started for a ridiculously low kind of monthly price that you're paying or whatever your like monthly costs, and just grow it from there. It doesn't have to be a multi-million dollar business to give you the freedom that you want. It's about building this getaway vehicle that just puts residual income into your bank account every week. So you wake up after the weekend or whenever, check the bank account, and it's like, oh, there's another deposit. And there's times in, I'm working on my getaway vehicle that I'm active in it, and there's times when I'm inactive and the residual income just keeps coming in. And so that's, yeah, kind of the, I guess, the internet marketer's dream that we're given online about creating these wonderful businesses, but a lot of them are all tricks and tactics. So this guy on YouTube yesterday, one of his big takeaways was at the moment he found some sneaky way that you could do a Google ad campaign and pause it, and then you got free advertising for a while. I was like, well, that's a great little trick, but it's a little tactic. It's not going to build you a sustainable residual income. It's not going to build you a sustainable business. You're always trying to find out the latest trick and tactic to be successful. It's about creating something real, something of value that people find valuable, that they share with others, that they care about, that you're passionate about, and just doing that, building up the residual income of your getaway vehicle, getting the freedom that you want. So that's what I'm all about. And if we can help you in any way to do that, when you join the website, you get my personal email, so info@lifestyleoutlaws.com. Send me an email. I actually encourage you to send me an email. Talk to me. Ask me questions, that kind of thing. I'm not sitting in some ivory tower not replying like some internet marketing gurus and stuff where it's just buy my stuff or go away. Let's communicate. Let's join. I'm in the Facebook group. We're all in the Facebook group sharing stuff. Become part of the community. Interact. You'll meet some great friends. Have a great time. And, improve. At the end of the day, our vision is achieving lifestyle freedom together. So if you're keen, come along for the ride.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Craig. I believe everyone's learned a lot today about how to create their lifestyle freedom. And I just want to take a moment now as we get to the end of the show to tell you about my guest next week, who is Patricia Mizakian, who's going to be talking to us about the power of archetypes and basically learning a bit more about your sacred money archetype and how that can help you to connect more to who you are and the way that you work and be in life. And really excited about that. So I'll be bringing you a bit more information in the week leading up to that to help you understand what you're going to get from that show. In essence, Patricia, how I met her is she is the branding goddess, and she, like me, is very much involved with the feminine principles in business. And so I know she's going to have some real corkers of information to share about that. And, so do tune in next week, same time. And, just want to thank Craig Dew, the founder of Lifestyle Outlaws, again for being with us today early. And I'm Emily West-Badler, your VA Goddess, and you can connect with me at vagoddess.com. Thank you, and have a great week.